In 1993, as part of the Outstanding Schools Act, which dramatically increased education funding, there was at that time a provision, though a little known provision, added to the bill. But at the same time they were talking about dramatically increasing funding for public education, there was this little part that said, we're not going to just hand money over and not hold the school districts the least bit accountable for results. That's what it says. My interpretation. From 1993 to today, for one reason or another, a process was never put in place. Only as a result of the court decision that happened in June, even though people knew about this problem, we considered it here on the Senate floor in 2011, I believe, but it was once again a court decision that took the momentum out of that effort. Were we finally put to the test, a final Supreme Court decision that affirmed that law in 1993? Said that, yes, children who are in a failing school district have the ability, their families have the ability to get a quality education in an adjoining district or in an accredited district in an adjoining county. But the process that we have that ensued was really a triage situation to get us through this school year. And it didn't impact the city of Kansas City because that determination was made that they were unaccredited after their school year started. So they didn't have to experience that this year, but it's been a very dramatic situation throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area. And it's likely to get worse if we don't address it. So, you know, I want to applaud everyone in this room for all of the effort that you put in before session began, in committee, outside of committee, in private discussions about this. Many contributions were made, and many concessions were made throughout this process for us to come together to bring us to this point, where we can demonstrate the legislative leadership to finally put a process in place that provides access to a quality education for every child in the state of Missouri, but it does so in a way with as little upheaval to the rest, to the surrounding districts, to the rest of the state of Missouri, to our budget. And regardless of the outcome, it was a joy to watch people work together on this issue, even when we disagree. And I think we should respect the effort that went into this bill. And the right thing to do, and I want to applaud the senator from Johnson, his leadership as the chairman of the committee, the senator from the 14th, I know I would be leaving people out, all those, the senator from the 15th, I know there were people meeting in the metropolitan area prior to session starting. Everyone had a hand in bringing us to this point. Whether they added something to the bill or they added an amendment that compromised a position so that we didn't have a parochial fight or, you know, too much reform or too little. And it's hard to find that middle ground on such a serious issue as this. And so I think to respect that effort, this bill deserves to move forward. And so I'm in support of the bill, and I would ask you to please join me in that effort. Thank you very much for your work.